Well, hello everybody and welcome to a brand new week and a brand new month at Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if you have a Bible question or a life issue you'd like to discuss, well, we have an open line for you right now. And if you're hearing the broadcast at the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live. Give us a call, friends. That number, 844-322-2742 in Canada and the U.S., toll free 844-322-2742. Let's talk about it right now because it's Basic Gospel, and happy July to our listeners and to you, Mr. Bob Christopher.
Why, thank you, Mr. Davis. I certainly appreciate that. I love the month of July because we always talk about freedom, the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. It's a special time of the year for Americans as we celebrate our independence and the freedom that we have as American citizens. But that's just a shadow, really, of what we have in Christ. Right. That's the real freedom. That's the freedom that no one can take away from us. I mean, any freedoms that we have as human beings here that have been granted to us by governments or that sort of thing, those can be taken away from
us. Sure, absolutely.
But the freedom that we have in Christ cannot.
Right.
It cannot be taken away. Why? Because Jesus Christ has secured it once and for all through his death, burial, and resurrection. And once he sets us free, we are free indeed. Yeah. And we're going to read passages of Scripture all throughout this month about the freedom that we have in Christ. And I know this is going to be a very encouraging time. Freedom, boy, that is something we all long for deep within our hearts and souls. And when we have a taste of it, we never want to let it go. Yeah. And that's why here in America, we fight for the freedoms. Mm-hmm, We've tasted them. We know what it's like to be free.
In Hong Kong right now, they're fighting for it, to keep from going back to mainland
that's
China.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And so even as believers, there are the religious lot that comes along and they try to rob us of our freedom, to draw us back into their powers and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, once you've tasted the freedom that you have in Christ, you will never, ever, ever go back to bondage again.
Why would you?
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Well, this first passage that we're going to read comes from the book of Galatians, and the whole book of Galatians is about our freedom in Christ. Mm-hmm. It's about what Christ did for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. And here in the first several verses, Paul really lays it out for us. He says this, that he was an apostle sent not from men nor by a man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. So we have the resurrection there right at the beginning. And all the brothers and sisters with me to the churches in Galatia. So he gives his credentials. The fact that he is sent by God, not by man, by the one who raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And he says, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what he says about the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins. That's the first chapter of the good news story. Mm-hmm. Christ died for our sins in accordance with Scripture.
Yeah.
So Christ gave himself for our sins. And we're going to see this later on in the book of Galatians as well. In that famed verse, Galatians 2:20, we've been crucified with Christ. We no longer live, yet Christ lives in us. And the life that we now live, we live by faith in the one who gave himself for us. That's this phrase that we see right here in verse 3. So Christ gave himself for our sins, and here's the reason, to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Mm. So we were trapped, we were enslaved to this present evil age, to the forces of darkness that were in control of this present evil age. We were rescued from that. And I love this word rescue because I think the gospel message is the great rescue mission.
Yeah.
All of us needed to be rescued from this present evil age. And once Christ rescues us, we are free from that. We are taken out of darkness. We are placed into light. We're taken out of the kingdom of Satan and placed into the kingdom of the Son.
Yeah.
So we've changed locations. We're no longer under the control, under the power of this present evil age. And that was according to the will of our God and Father. Jesus Christ carried out the will of his Father on our behalf.
And that is good news.
Yes, it is.
That's the kind of news, as we always say, that you hear every day on Basic Gospel, friends, and it is just wonderful news. Glad you're here to hear it. 844-322-2742 is a toll-free call in the U.S. and Canada. And if you're hearing this broadcast at about 5 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast, and you can be a part of it by calling right now. Again, 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, as you well know, most, if not all, of the questions we've gotten through the years are answered in the resources that are available in our online store at Basic Gospel. There's a growing list of books, Bible studies, DVDs, CDs, and other items that will lead you into the truth of the grace of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. Included in those resources is Bob Christopher's excellent book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. It shows clearly how the Christian life is supposed to work. We hope you'll visit the store today. Again, you'll find it at store.basicgospel.net. That's store.basicgospel.net. Well, once again, that phone number, 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you. Bob, in the meantime, a question from Jason. He says, I know that the Lord will answer honest, heartfelt prayers, but how can you recognize if an answer is from God or a trick of Satan?
Well, if it's a trick of Satan, he's going to eventually use that as something to destroy. That's his purpose, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And so if it's a trick of Satan, then that's what's going to happen. But as far as prayer is concerned, prayer is something that we do in response to the grace of God that's in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So this Christian life is by grace through faith in Jesus. God initiates, we respond. So oftentimes we get it reversed when we think about prayer. We initiate and God responds to us. That's what we see as prayer, but that's not the way it's most effective. And when we get it right, when we realize that we're responding to the initiative of God, that's when our prayers are going to be based according to the will of God. And when we pray according to the will of God, we know God hears us and God is going to respond to us and give us what we've requested.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because it's in accordance with his will.
Right.
So I think we should spend more time listening to God through his word. And that's how we listen to him. The Spirit of God lives inside of us. He reveals to us the meaning of this word and really drives that deep within our hearts. And then we pray in response to that. So we're simply praying what God has already worked into us.
Mm-hmm.
So that means it's going to be in accordance with God's will. And knowing that, we can have the confidence that it's going to be answered.
Indeed. Well, Jason, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. Once again, want to give that phone number, 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. You have a question, Bob?
No, go right ahead.
Okay, this is from our friend Kelly. In Luke 1:15, it speaks of the birth of John the Baptist, that he will be filled with the Holy Spirit before he is born. Did the Spirit remain in John, or was it temporary, like the infilling that occurs throughout the Old Testament? If the Spirit remained, how was it possible prior to the cross and resurrection? After all, John was not without sin, was he? That's the question from Kelly.
Well, that's a great question. And when the Bible says that John the Baptist was filled with the Spirit, it means that he was under the control of the Spirit for a task.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God set him apart to be the forerunner, to prepare the way for the Messiah. He had a special task to be really the MC to introduce the Messiah to Israel. That's what the baptism of Jesus was all about.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because God had said to John the Baptist, when you see the dove come upon the one, this is the Messiah, and you're going to have the opportunity to make him known to the nation of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So he was there to prepare the way. So God's Spirit was upon him, not in him, controlling him to carry out his task.
Yeah.
Same that we see in the Old Testament. So the Spirit of God came upon Saul, the very first king. And then the Spirit of God departed from Saul, left him, mm-hmm. and then came upon David to carry out his role as king. But that was an external, like the Spirit of God coming alongside
right.
To control for that task, for that job at hand. Now, that's different from being indwelt. So you and I are indwelt by the Spirit. And as we trust and walk by faith in the Spirit himself, then we're going to be controlled by him in our day-to-day mm-hmm. decisions.
Yeah.
So we're permanently indwelt. The Spirit simply came upon John the Baptist.
Yeah. Well, that was a good question. We appreciate a great answer. And friends, remember that we're streaming live video to both Facebook and YouTube every day. We would love for you to be a part of the group that's growing. And it's a wonderful venue into the studio here at Basic Gospel, again on Facebook and on YouTube.
Yes, yes, indeed. And by the way, we have a brand new YouTube video up. We posted it last Thursday. Mm-hmm. What do I do when I sin?
Uh-huh.
This is an ever-present question with almost every single believer. Why? Because sin is an ever-present reality in our lives.
Sure.
And
right.
so when we sin, when we do something that harms another person, we want to know, what are we supposed to do? Is there something that we need to do to get back into God's good graces? And this particular video answers that, gives a very solid biblical answer,
yeah.
and will give you some great hope and a heart just filled with gratitude for what the Lord Jesus Christ has done and does in your life when you sin.
And that's on our YouTube,
YouTube channel.
Yeah.
The Basic Gospel YouTube channel. And if you haven't subscribed, go there and subscribe. You will be blessed by the many resources that are there.
Indeed.
And speaking of YouTube and Facebook, Deborah is watching us today on Facebook, and she says, how can I be a light for others when I have a mental and physical health issues? Mm. And Deborah, as far as that is concerned, simply trust the Lord. That's how you're a light. He is the light of the world. And this light himself, Jesus Christ himself, has come to live inside of you. So simply trust him and leave the results of that in his hands. So as you're just going through your day-to-day life, trusting the Lord, thanking him that you have forgiveness of sins, thanking him that he's alive, living in you, then he will manifest his life in and through you.
Right.
And that will be a light to those that come into your presence. So it's the same answer for all of us, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah,
we all simply trust the Lord. Most of us, when we think about being a light out there in the world, we're thinking about some great task that God is going to
right.
give us to do, to carry out, to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be the next Apostle Paul or the next Peter or the next, you know, whatever great believer that we look up to. We want to be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can be that guy, then we can really make a difference in this world, and we can really be a light that shines and pierces through this darkness. But that's not always, that's not God's will for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
He set some aside for those sort of things, but he set all of us aside to simply trust him. And as we trust him, we're going to be lights in this world of darkness.
Yeah. Well, again, it is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us, everybody. We have an open line for you, and right now it's 13 or so minutes past the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time. If you're hearing the broadcast at that time, it is live, and we want to hear from you. 844-322-2742. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742.
Several people have asked since our last week's broadcast. I think it was Thursday. We had a call from Roger, who lives here in the Dallas area.
Yes.
And he wanted some assurance of salvation, and we talked to him about the gospel. And he said he probably didn't have much longer to live.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a short conversation. Stephen had a short conversation with him after the broadcast, and we wanted to send him some materials. He already had a couple of the materials and was thankful. and we hope that he will call back. So that's that's what we know about Roger at this point. And Victor, thank you for asking, and I know there are other people that have asked about Roger as well, and we just ask that you continue to pray for him, and that he will, you know, just stay focused on the Lord Jesus and all that he has in Christ.
Indeed. Well, it was good to hear from Roger. Glad he reached out to us, and hope we can be a ministry into his life even more than what he heard on the air with Bob this past week. Well, this question came in, Bob. It says, why is it essential to a Christian's life to read God's Word every day, or is it?
Well, there's nothing in the Bible that says you need to read the Word every day. But when you recognize that this is a book about the author, that it is an opportunity for us to grow in grace and to grow in our knowledge of Jesus Christ as the Holy Spirit takes the things that we're reading and really reveals to us the meaning of these words, we start to realize, wow, this is our spiritual food. This is our spiritual nurturing on a day-by-day basis. You know, there's some folks that get in the habit of reading every day. They may get up at a specific time and read the Word. There are others that may read just great chunks of it at a time. And over the next several days, they let that digest and they really think about what they've read. They might go back to those same passages, a couple of the same verses, and read it over just to get a fuller understanding of what they read several days prior. So it's kind of you as an individual, what you believe is good for you. I know in my life, there are times, of course, you know, being on radio every single day,
we're reading
the Bible every day.
Yeah.
But a lot of times that's to be prepared for the radio broadcast.
Right.
But there are times where I can just sit and read for hours, the Word of God, and just go back and read again just what I read through, read it several times, and then just sit and churn on that, just to really soak it in and really ask some questions and in my mind, and that may take 2 or 3 days. And then 2 or 3 days later, I get back into the Word and maybe reread what I just read, or take it to the next, you know, next several chapters after that. So just let the Lord move you in that and respond to Him and get into the Word. That when you do, recognize that it's a book about Jesus. You're there to get to know Him. Two, recognize that you have a teacher, the Holy Spirit, that will take the things written in the Word of God and make them known to you.
Good answer, Bob. Thank you. 844-322-2742. And friends, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever wondered how the Christian life is really supposed to work? Are you frankly just burned out trying to be a Christian? Well, there's a better way than that daily struggle that you're going through, and we invite you to Simply Grace, a live seminar featuring Bob Christopher, designed to strengthen your faith in who Jesus is, what he has done, and how to live in his love. It's a seminar for believers, for seekers, for young in faith, and the mature in faith. And whether you live in the United States, Canada, or elsewhere in the world, we invite you to Simply Grace. Friday evening and Saturday, September 6th and 7th. And all the information is available online at basicgospel.net/events. And we would love to meet you and share Jesus together. Again, that's at basicgospel.net/events. And we would love to see you at this conference.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about this great rescue mission that God has been on in the person and work of Jesus Christ, and how He rescued you, what that looked like, what that means to you on a day-to-day basis. It really is the way of grace. We're saved by grace through faith in Jesus. That is the rescue mission. And it is a powerful, powerful conference. And you will walk away with a fresh understanding of what it means to be saved, a fresh understanding of what it means to have Christ alive, living in you, and a fresh understanding of how to live the Christian life by grace through faith on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. And these are the places where Christians are most confused, the basics of the faith. So come join us. Be a part of this. I guarantee you, you will walk away with a deeper appreciation for all that Christ has done for you through his death, burial, and resurrection.
Go get the information. You can do it right now at basicgospel.net/events. We would love to see, as we said, love to see you there and to share Jesus with you.
Yes, indeed.
Did you have a call, Bob, or are we going to?
Yeah,
another?
Let's go to Mary Jo in Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hello, Bob. My question is this. I called and got Richard Pfeiffer, and I was telling him the same scenario as today. I'm sick today, and I was having trouble giving thanks in all things. And that's what the Bible says to do, give thanks in all things. But Richard Pfeiffer says, no, you give thanks for your salvation and a something else and a something else.
Well, Mary Jo, the Bible does say give thanks in all things. So you're not feeling well and having difficulty giving thanks. But in the midst of that, when you're sick, when circumstances are negative, when life is just tough, those circumstances don't separate you from the love of God. Those circumstances don't separate you from the presence of God. Those circumstances don't separate you from the forgiveness that you have in Christ Jesus and the freedom that you have in Christ Jesus. So all of those things you can give thanks for in the midst of what you're going through right now. And as you start to give thanks for those things, then you see God's hand in the midst of what you're going through. And then you can say, Lord, thank you for being here right now, handling what I'm going through. So I think you thank him for what's always true, and that's nothing can separate you from his love, the forgiveness that you have, his presence. And as you do, you're going to be able to see how he's working that current circumstance together for your good.
Even being sick.
You're not separated from the love of God right now, are you, Mary Jo?
Well, no.
Well, let's thank the Lord for that, and that nothing can separate you from the love of God. You're still a forgiven person right now, aren't you?
True, yes.
Yeah, so thank God that you're a forgiven person. You have Christ living in you, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, so let's thank him that he's alive, living inside of you, and that you can trust him in the midst of this illness that you're going through.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Well, you can trust him. That's such a vague word for me because it just doesn't register too well in my mind, trust, just trusting somebody. When, you know, I even let myself down, so.
Well, Jesus isn't going to do that.
Yeah.
You'll never be disappointed with him. Like I said, you can't be separated from his love. He's never going to leave you nor forsake you. So he's not going to let you down, and he's going to work this situation together for your good. That is his promise. So that giving of thanks is the way we trust the Lord. It's one of the aspects of our trust in the Lord. It's giving thanks to him. That's the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So I think you have a lot to be thankful for, Mary Jo, and we're sure thankful for you and all the great questions you ask here on Basic Gospel, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot, Bob.
Thanks, Mary Jo. Bye-bye.
Well, so many of us go through things like she's talking about, but, you know, we just continue to move forward giving thanks every day for what he has done for us, regardless of the circumstance.
Yes, indeed.
Well, friends, we pray that you're going to be here every day on Basic Gospel, and what you're hearing every day is helping you better understand the Christian life and is helping you to daily live in the truth of God's love in Jesus Christ. And we're inviting you to be here again with us tomorrow at the same time. In the meantime, we hope that you'll begin making plans even now to join us for the Simply Grace Conference in September. All the information is available online at basicgospel.net/events. Again, that's basicgospel.net/events. It's going to be a great time. We want to see you there. And if you have a question before our next broadcast, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Or email your question to bob@basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis. And we hope you'll be here again tomorrow for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.